Tamsin, switch up. Tell me a bit about it.
Well, it's great. It's run by Red Bull. It's actually its third year, but this year it's moving to the Copper Box, which I think is really exciting because for me now, the Copper Box has become a little bit like the home of netball. And they've got two sections running, so sort of more like a social competition and an elite competition. But the game is really cool. It's only played on half a court, and there's only four players on the court, and all of them can shoot. You can shoot outside the circle as well. So it kind of is about the all-round player. And literally, whenever the ball gets turned over, it goes back to another centre pass to the opposition. So the fitness in it is immense as well. And just the skill to get the flow completely with your four players onto attack and then straight into defence and work together as a unit as well as an individual is amazing.
It sounds like the players who take part in it will get so much out of it. It's just really energetic style of the game.
Yeah, look, I think that netball as a brand is growing, and I think the likes of Red Bull being on board is absolutely amazing, seeing the potential of the sport and putting their own spin on it as well, which is what Switch Up is all about. I think for me it showcases netball at its very best, and as a coach I actually look at it and go, well, you know, when you're playing full seven aside, your aim is to get the ball on your centre pass. To me, this kind of really helps all different age groups as well, those youngsters getting into the mindset of getting that ball through the court and getting it down quickly to the centre pass. But also, every single centre wing attack player that I speak to reckons they're a shooter as well. So it kind of gives them the opportunity to have a crack and not have to be 6'3" to be in the circle. But I think it just shows the exposure of the game now, and it's great that we can have spin-offs that are so effective.
And alongside this, we've got Fast Five as well, another form of the sport. As you said, it just raises that interest and raises awareness of the main game, which is what it's all about.
Yeah, definitely. And I think for me, it is all about brand netball. You know, what else can we introduce that's going to keep people interested? And what I love about Fast Five is that everybody gets on board, and it's a real entertainment. It's a real showcase. The players love playing it because it's tournament netball, which they never really get to do. And they get to showcase their personalities as well as their skills on court. And I think the great thing about Red Bull Switch Up is it's offering it out there to the clubs and to the players as well. Their opportunity to play, you know, on a court where the Super League Grand Finals held and internationals are held, and also get to have this mainstream competition against other top clubs, universities, players in the country, and get their own version of it, because it's important not only we're getting spectators, people talking about the game more, but also playing the game.
It's the extra backing as well from people like Red Bull and obviously Matchroom as well for Fast Five. That whole sponsorship and having another two worthwhile companies behind it.
Yeah, definitely. And it just brings credibility to the sport. I remember when we first went to WASPs and Jaguar Land Rover become your mainline sponsor on your dress. You know, it for me, that shows the intent. And when big companies like Red Bull, like successful companies like Matchroom get involved, you know, the sport's onto a winner. And I think that's been really important for the game moving forward. And we've seen that grow in the last few seasons. It also shows how much interest there is outside sort of our little netball bubble now, that other companies and brands are wanting to get involved and see the potential of the sport.
The nice thing, again, books teams will be getting involved. I saw the message that Rachel Shaw was thinking of entering her side. Union Manchester, their current title holders. So it's open to all, really, isn't it? Switch
yeah,
up.
It is, and I think that's great. Yeah, Bath have put in some teams. I think Rachel Shaw's bringing down some groups. There's loads of universities on the list with the recent list. And the what I loved as well is the sort of social ones sold out so quickly. Like, and I think there's about 20 clubs on a waiting list already, so it shows the popularity of it. And for those universities, the opportunity to come down and play, you know, they to get against each other as well. They have their one competition. It just sort of shows how much interest there is and how much these players want to be playing netball and the fun, you know, to come down to the Copper Box playing a massive competition like this against some of the other top teams. It's a great opportunity.
Is there still time to get a team in?
Yeah, there's still time to get a team in. So there's still a few elite spot places left. And there's a great list of clubs and university teams that are going to be on that. So it's a great opportunity for any clubs out there that are wanting to give it a crack and check it out. Yeah, check out the Red Bull Switch Up online. Just have a look. I posted something on Instagram in terms of what it actually looks like. And it got so much interaction because people were like, wow, that looks so cool. And it does. Like, I'm going to be there on the day. I'll be hanging out and introducing some of the teams and meeting people and doing an Insta takeover and stuff. And I can't wait to see it in action. I've never seen it fully live. I was hoping I might get a chance to play a little bit, but no one signed me up in their team yet, Andy.
Just yet. We might be doing a podcast All Stars if you want.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, that sounds good.